Okay, we're going to have a special reading now. It's really the story of the Holy Spirit from the Bible. So enjoy it and pay attention.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come too close. Nothing can compare your unliving hope. Your presence and I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
God's Holy Spirit was there at creation. The breath of God, the Ruach of God, hovering over the waters, breathing life into the Father's creation. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being, and God saw all that he had made, and he said it was very good.
Throughout history, the Holy Spirit has moved in various ways to guide his children, and he has touched and empowered particular people for a particular purpose.
By the day, the Lord went ahead of the Israelites in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night, a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel day or night.
Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David with power.
The prophet Joel prophesied, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." Joel's prophecy became a promise of empowerment to anyone in the church who wants to receive the Holy Spirit, regardless of their age, their gender, their race, their social class, their education.
John the Baptizer As John the Baptist was baptizing people with water, he pointed to Jesus as the one who had baptized people with the Holy Spirit. Before the Holy Spirit could be poured out on all people, Jesus would come out and pour out his life on behalf of all people. At his baptism, Jesus showed us the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit. John taught, "After me will come one more powerful than I. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Mm-hmm. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove.
Isaiah prophesied the words which Jesus would later proclaim as he started his ministry, saying, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for captives and release from darkness prisoners, who proclaim the year of the Lord's favor."
Jesus explained that in order for people to receive the power of the Spirit, they must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
"I am going to send you what my Father promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth."
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, the sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
And Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and there were 3,000 added to the number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone was filled with a sense of awe, and many signs and wonders were being done by the apostles.
Consuming fire, fan into flame, a passion for your name, Spirit of God, you fall in this place, Lord.
The flow of the Holy Spirit was not limited to a one-time experience. At another time after Pentecost, the place where the believers were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God boldly.
Those who had been filled by the Spirit were filled again and again. They formed a new community, not based on family, race, or wealth, but on their common love for Jesus and a burning desire to witness for him in the power of the Holy Spirit. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was with them all. Like a mighty river flowing out of the temple, as Ezekiel prophesied, the Spirit began to flow and overflow into hundreds and thousands of believers down through the centuries and here for us today.